It's Sunday on One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. Here are all the poems from this week. A chance to listen again or catch what you missed. If you've been listening this April and wanting to join right after, I've extended the deadline to May 15th. You can submit your after poem through the form linked in the show notes. In June, I'll be reading selected submissions alongside the poems that inspired them in a new series called One Poem After. In warmth. How many pots of tea have we forgotten to drink? Have we left sitting calmly on the counter, going from hot to warm, warm to cool, noiselessly, with no protest? As if our neglect was nothing to the brew, our forgetfulness marked by indifference. But more is wasted than the tea. The chance to pause, to commune, to let the warm sweetness envelop us slowly, like ivy covering a building, sometimes taking years to grow, but slowly, slowly spreading to touch every cell, to remind us to protect our warmth, so we remember to shout when we are left alone to grow cold. By Maggie Devers. Plutocracy. In kitchens, drops will drip, each brown in hue. A mother will keep her son from the truth. The Senate will swear there's nothing to do, though they tout their care for the nation's youth. A man will cast his vote at 10 to noon, his ballot broken down in only 2. He lives inside a fading honeymoon with good intentions, having not a clue. Disease inside him ticks just like a bomb. 1 year from now, the hospital will close. He'll find a plot to rest beside his mom, if only Congress told him how it goes. Though women's bodies know not rights of men, thank God the rich can clutch their wealth again. By Alicia Swain. Tony, Andor, Tony. The Y is a hook, a barb in the ground, a heavy-set anchor, a masculine sound. It carries the dust of the fathers and sons, my father and his son. The weight of the Tony who follows, who runs. A name like a suit that is tailored too tight. Designed for the sun, yet afraid of the light. To them, it's a letter. To me, it's a wall. A clanking vibration that makes me feel small. But look at the ease, how they mirror, how they gleam. A twin of silver, a space in between. Tony is a lift. A soft rising key. The E is the breath of the person. It isn't a label. It isn't a chore. It's the clicking of locks and the opening door. How do I tell them the Y is a ghost? A version of me that I've long demoted. How do I tell them the E is the spark? The fun and the fire who glow in the dark. It's not just a spelling, a quirk, or a claim. It's the pulse in my throat. It's my name. It's my name. By Nguyen Minh Tri, Tony. Snail. In your spiral shell, you hold the answer. Slowness is radical. From the ash pile of my burnout, I see you everywhere. Clinging to walls, meandering through moss, crisscrossing my path. Reaching unbelievable heights at speeds that will win no medals. Just savoring the silvery slowness of your trail. In your spiral shell, you hold the answer. Softness is strength. Inching forward on vulnerable ripples. Retreating when the world is harsh. Rebuilding your shell with self-made gold. In your spiral shell, you hold the answer. I too can change. My soft body thriving in gentleness, kintsugi shell gleaming in the light of spring, as I carve my curling, silver, life trail, slowly, steadily, softly, at my own snail's pace. By Lizzie Elliott Klein. Intuition. Pattern recognition as a cognitive discipline. Congenitally decided for most. congested with emotion. Not to boast, but I'm a fucking psychic, functioning on fumes and faint traces of a beauty who previously inhabited this body, this brain. I mainline cues. It's smooth, yet dangerous. An almost cancerous paranoia. Sometimes wildly, the past is a tool used primally. Utilize your history. Intuition powerfully promotes fruition passionately, if tempted. Trust in the process prompted by your progress. By Rhythm. Reduced. Easy winter option, ideal for layering over your favorite outfits. Regular fit, timeless crew neckline. The glory of a full-price item chosen in the hot bloom of the season. My size, my length. I take time to choose, plan ahead, create, build a look, an image, or someone else's. The one I want to lay on me. The one that speaks loud what I want it to say. A gift card redeems me and I walk, like a cat, away. Long sleeves feature subtle fluting at the cuffs for a stylish finish, a staple for your occasion wardrobe. Not every occasion has a desirable, describable outfit. January watches and waits to launch and throw its missile attacks on a cratered high street. And I remember the decorum of the time before. Arms reach and grab, the crunch of hangers underfoot. A cruel mixture of trousers and skirts. Fighting colors, jumble sale, disordered sizes, lying labels, sale stickers skewering helpless synthetics. I feel the loss, rubbing between finger and thumb the fading image of careless success. I mourn the season of choice and purchase, the easy accumulation, the beautiful utility of seamless day to night. Boutique has become bric-a-brac. I battle. Eyes sharp for rivals at the end of the line. Cropped length with belt to cinch you in. Sharp, refined silhouette. A contemporary tailored cut. By Rosalind Davies. Epitaph on a Tyrant. Perfection of a kind was what he was after. And the poetry he invented was easy to understand. He knew human folly like the back of his hand, and was greatly interested in armies and fleets. When he laughed, respectable senators burst with laughter, and when he cried, the little children died in the streets. By W. H. Auden. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.